My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his reaction today to the U.S. Navy announcing that it's undergoing a major change when it comes to the titles of enlisted members. And, Captain, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Let me just read from the Navy Times. This is dated September 29th, so the end of last week. The Navy deep-sixed all of its 91 enlisted ratings titles Thursday, marking the beginning of an overhaul of the rigid career structure that has existed since the Continental Navy, in a radical shift sure to reverberate through the fleet and the veterans community beyond. Sailors will no longer be identified by their job title, say, Fire Controlman First Class Joe Sailor, effective immediately. Instead, that would be Petty Officer First Class Joe Sailor. Officials say the controversial move will improve sailors' lives and ease their transition into the civilian workforce by broadening their skills in this tectonic shift in the Navy's personnel system to redraw the traditional lines between enlisted job specialties. It's a massive shakeup that is only beginning. The move also strips the titles airmen, firemen, constructionmen, and hospitalmen, titles that will be replaced by job codes. The title seaman is the sole non-rated rating remaining for E3 and below. And so, Captain, why is this happening?
It's just more of an assault of Secretary Mabus on the culture of the Navy, trying to make as many changes as he can, hoping that you throw enough stuff on the wall, some of it will stick, and for that, he will pen it as a legacy. I think it's a mess. There's one thing, the rating badges, when you see someone's rank, how many stripes they're wearing, and you also see a logo or a symbol on the rating badge, it lets you know who you're speaking with. So if you have a question about navigation or whatever, and you see somebody who is a mess specialist, well, then you're probably not going to take navigation information from that person. The other thing is, and that's just kind of being a little silly, but the other thing is it's just a general assault on the culture of the Navy, and it starts at the top with this whole thing bringing in transgenders, putting women in infantry combat units, or at least putting them up to where they can compete to get in there, and then they're failing as they go through this process. And what's going to happen eventually is they're saying, well, and it's already started, well, maybe you're making this too hard if they're all failing. And the next thing you know, you start relaxing the standards, as we've done with everything else. You start relaxing the standards, and if it's one thing you do not want in a combat organization that's supposed to go fight and win the nation's wars, is reduced standards.
You mentioned Secretary Mabus, and this Navy Times piece also points out something he did earlier in the year. It says, in June, the Marine Corps, also under the Mabus edict, announced they'd take man out of 19 occupational titles as well. And so is this simply about political correctness?
Yes, it is. It's about political correctness. And again, throwing a bunch of stuff against the wall, seeing what sticks, and calling the pattern that remains the legacy. What really upsets me in all of this is, where are the Joint Chiefs? Where is that service before self, that, speak truth to power? They go up there on the Hill and testify, we're not getting enough money, and it's destroying everything. It's really making things hard on our people and everything. They were up there in front of the Senate the other day, and one of the senators, I think it was Lindsey Graham, when they all got done saying, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible, he starts down to the left, and he says, General, have you told the president this? No, sir. General, have you told the president this? No, sir. Admiral, have you told the president? He went through all the Joint Chiefs. None of them had brought it up to the president, yet they're up there complaining to Congress. You know, grow a pair. That's your doggone job. You're a freaking four-star. There's no such thing as a five-star. That's it. Now, maybe these guys not only have just rolled over, maybe they just quit. You know, it's like maybe it's just too hard to deal with the current administration. So you're not going to fight that fight. You're going to wait till somebody else comes along. Well, depending on who that somebody else is, they may be rolling over for a long time.
Captain, do you think it's a means of politicians like the president simply looking for officers who will do his bidding? Or has the culture in the officer corps come to the point where we see episodes like you just described before Congress?
I think it's a little bit of each. And the problem is that the senior officers as they move up, pick those who follow them. So they're going to pick people like themselves. And, I mean, this really sounds terrible, and I never thought I would be saying, let alone thinking, let alone saying this. But it's just what I've seen over the years of people getting to senior positions, and it really is all politics. And this whole town has turned so political. And, you know, the recent, some of the recent Supreme Court decisions, even the courts have turned. And so when you look at the polls, and it's not just Chuck Nash, look at the polls. Look at what people say they have trust in government or trust in certain institutions of our government. And it used to be the ones that ranked the highest were the military, the FBI, the Supreme Court, and then you go all the way down to the dregs where you're down talking about the mainstream media and the Congress. Now, after what Director Comey has done, I think the FBI is going to fall off the table. And the Supreme Court, especially with the Obamacare decision, where the administration said, this is not a tax. They never argued that it was a tax, and yet the Roberts Court found that it was a tax and upheld it. So now all we have left is the military. And man, oh man, this administration is working hard on that too.
Captain, you mentioned the culture that gets ingrained and certainly seems to perpetuate itself. The current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is General Dunford from the Marine Corps, who, of course, commissioned the study arguing against women in direct combat, which would suggest that he might be one to stand against this tide of political correctness and politics in general in the armed services. What have you seen from him so far to suggest whether he's continuing that in this role or whether it's overwhelming him?
Remember in my earlier talk about this, I said some have rolled over and others maybe have chosen just not to fight every fight and just wait it out. Mm-hmm. And I think General Dunford's one of those. He's done what he could do, got some things out in the public record, made his stance known, and I think General Dunford is just waiting it out, because fighting this fight, nothing happens from the Pentagon. Everything, all decisions are occurring in the White House, and the National Security Staff is driving all of that. The National Security Staff, if the media really wanted to get into something, is examine the size of the National Security Staff today compared to previous administrations. And why is it 8 to 10 times as large? Because they are doing everything. This is a dictatorial, almost imperial dictatorial presidency. Everything is happening from the White House, and the Secretary of Defense, as well as all the other cabinet secretaries, are just kind of hanging out, waiting to get their guidance from the White House and do something. That's why the service secretaries travel so much, whether it's the Air Force Service Secretary or the Navy Secretary. They're just out traveling around doing good things because nothing to do in the building.
Captain, just a little bit of time left in our conversation here. I'm sure you've discussed the culture, not only in the U.S. Navy, but in the military in general, with fellow veterans, and particularly from the Navy side. What's the reaction to this overhaul on the job titles and other decisions that Secretary Mabus has made, such as naming ships after people like Harvey Milk and Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, Harvey Milk was a homosexual pedophile who had issues out in California. You've naming it after politicians who survived assassination attempts. Cesar Chavez, for example, his quote about his 2 years in the Navy was, "It was the worst 2 years of my life." So we've got Medal of Honor winners who have not had ships named after them, and yet we're running around on the fringe naming ships after people. It's disgraceful. It's not just my opinion. All of my fellow retired military types all feel the same way. We're just absolutely disgusted and can't wait for January.
And that leads me to my last question here. What does it take to change this back, at least closer to what it was, if not all the way?
Well, it's not, let me put it this way, it's not going to be a continuation of pandering to fringe groups. It's going to take to borrow a phrase of one of the candidates, it's going to take an effort to make America great again. And I'm not endorsing a political candidate, but I just happen to enjoy that slogan because I think that's really what it's about. Stop the pandering, knock off all of the regulation that's crushing our economy, and stop trying to rewrite our history. And that part of it is acute to me because here in Alexandria, they're talking about taking down this statue that was put up to remember Civil War dead on the Confederate side. Now, I grew up in New Jersey, okay? I'm a Yankee. But down here, that is part of the history. And it has been said that he who controls the present controls the past, and he who controls the past controls the future. If we can start decimating our history and the monuments to our history and rewriting the past, it becomes very easy to rewrite, to write the future and define the future based on a past that never existed. It's a very dangerous precedent. All these changes that I'm seeing in the Navy that are assaulting the culture, it's all no good. It all is going to have to be fixed, and it's going to be a kind of a steep cliff for the next secretaries of the Navy, Army, Air Force, and Coast Guard, transportation folks, to once they get in office, they're going to have to come back and fix all of this stuff because we're headed in a very bad direction.
Captain, that'll be the last word for now. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
You bet.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.